Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Global Media Dialogue 2025. The participants are Devesh Pandey, senior journalist, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
The World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, is currently being held in Mumbai. A first-of-its-kind event, the four-day summit aims to project India as a global hub for media and entertainment. It was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday. And today, India hosted the first-ever Global Media Dialogue, a government-to-government initiative under WAVES 2025. To discuss the objectives of this initiative, its impact, and India's growing influence in the global media and entertainment industry, I'm now joined by senior journalist Devesh Pandey. Mr. Pandey, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
Mr. Pandey, the inaugural Global Media Dialogue, GMD, was organized today by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. What were the objectives of this event?
This Global Media Dialogue as a government-to-government platform has been conceived to harness the full potential of the media and entertainment sector as a catalyst for positive change and global harmony. More than 60 delegates and ministers, in fact, from more than 60 countries have participated in this dialogue. The inaugural session was held today, and it has come up with a declaration as well, proving that it's a great start and a great beginning.
As you just said, that delegates from over 60 countries represented at ministerial and senior official levels participated in this dialogue. In fact, two of our ministers, the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and the Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav, also were there at this summit, at this particular dialogue. So let's first listen to what the Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, had to say at this dialogue.
Culture inspires creativity and it connects people across borders. We must support policies that preserve and promote all cultural forms. Focus is shifting towards local stories, the local culture, and we aim to build people-to-people and country-to-country exchanges. Creativity transforms imagination into shared experience.
Mr. Pandey, at a time when the world is witnessing geopolitical and economic tensions and conflicts in many parts, how can such a dialogue act as a catalyst for positive change and global harmony?
As the Honorable Minister said, globally, the media and entertainment industry is valued around $3 trillion right now. As he said, that its true value goes far beyond the numbers. The true value lies in the empathy that it creates, in the ideas that it conveys, and in the future that it helps us imagine, a future where everybody will live at peace with each other, and there'll be a harmony all over. So this is why the minister also emphasized on the fact that through the use of creativity, culture and collaboration among the countries, we can achieve these goals.
And Mr. Vaishnav also highlighted a very important issue that the media industry has long been grappling with, and that is the issue of intellectual property rights. He, in fact, said in his keynote address, he said that it is for the governments to not only incentivize local content promotion, but also enforce IP rights in a proper framework. So in what way can the governments help the media and entertainment industry so far as the IPR issue is concerned?
So far, the IPR issue is it's very important for those who are coming up with new products in the media and entertainment sectors that their rights are protected. Otherwise, they don't get the adequate compensation for the work that they are putting in and the kind of creativity they display through their works. So that is why the minister has expressed concerns over the IP rights violations, especially of those small creators who are unable to take the legal route and take the violators to the court. In that sense, I think he indicated that there has to be some kind of arrangement among the countries, the member countries, to develop framework wherein the IP rights of the creators will be protected. The content creators will get their adequate compensation for the works that they do. Secondly, the thing is that with the advent of digital media and the emergence of new technologies, these kind of violations have been witnessed. And since the violations have transnational implications, and that is where the cooperation of other countries is also required. And from the perspective of India, we have seen an explosion of in the recent past an explosion, and with the help of the government support also, thousands and thousands of content creators are coming up on the scene, and it is very important for the government of India to ensure that their IP rights are protected.
As we discussed earlier, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar was also part of this global media dialogue. Let's listen to what he had to say at this dialogue.
In its application and evolution, we must be guided by the belief that modernity is not a rejection of the past, but a constant quest built on human achievements. For that reason, technology and tradition must go hand in hand. In many ways, technology can strengthen awareness of our vast heritage and deepen consciousness about it, especially for younger generations.
Mr. Pandey, as the minister was saying, that innovation should build upon and not replace the cultural foundations of humanity. So at a time when there is a big debate on the use of artificial intelligence in the entertainment industry, how do you view the minister's statement?
Yes, it's very significant in the sense that, as he said during his opening speech, that the world is undergoing transformation, and especially in the context of technological innovations which are happening in the field of media and entertainment. And he said that the world is essentially in principle diverse, and the pluralism aspect he also emphasized on that. But at the same time, he said that it is an essential part of the media and entertainment sector that the voice of our traditions, you know, they are emphasized through creativity and the technology that we have in our hands. And it is not that technology is antithetical to our heritage and traditions. Basically, they go hand in hand, and technology basically is a tool for us to, you know, bring our heritage and our rich culture and the past to the fore and in front of the entire world, which is very, very eager to know about.
People today, you know, they can access world-class content, content from other countries, other places, other regions of the world at the click of a button. So thanks to digitization, thanks to all the OTT streaming platforms that are there. So what role can a government-to-government platform such as the Global Media Dialogue play in enhancing international collaboration and technological innovation while ensuring ethical practices?
It's very important. The two issues that you raised in the question is collaboration. Collaboration in terms at various levels, it will have to be a collaboration among the countries to ensure that an ecosystem is developed so that it is driven by ethical standards, and, you know, it has barriers to unethical usage of emerging technologies like AI, which can violate the IP rights of the content creators and other related things. And there has to be a collaboration on the other front about developing frameworks also to ensure these ecosystems get ample support, finances in terms of creating conducive legal and legal infrastructure for them, so that they get impetus. These kind of content creation gets impetus, and subsequently they become a vehicle for bringing about peace in the world, as the main aim of this dialogue has been.
The Global Media Dialogue came out with a WAVES declaration at the end of this particular session. Our Mumbai correspondent Adarsh has details of this declaration. Let us first listen to that.
The WAVES declaration was adopted today during the Global Media Dialogue, where the member nations agreed to collaborate on giving voice to traditions and heritage. The delegates from 77 countries participated in the Global Media Dialogue at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. The participating countries agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation, along with promoting media integrity, fact-based journalism, and responsible advertising. They also agreed to support content that respects human rights and cultural sensitivity, while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. The declaration further acknowledged the critical role of media and entertainment in promoting development and harmony. The member nations also recognized that AI can enhance market efficiency, creativity, and audience engagement, and seek to ensure its ethical use by minimizing harms and reducing biases. Special emphasis was placed on the need to create jobs and foster inclusive growth within media and entertainment, while promoting diverse voices, encourage innovation, and build institutional capacities and inclusion in the media and entertainment ecosystems.
Mr. Pandey, what according to you are the highlights of this declaration? What are the important, most important points of this declaration?
Declaration focuses on the use of media and entertainment industry, the sector per se, for bringing about peace and harmony in the world. With the advent of new and emerging technologies in AI, some of the member countries had also expressed concern over the spread of misinformation and disinformation on social media, because of which a lot of unrest took place in the past as well. And they have emphasized on basically promoting media integrity, fact-based journalism, and responsible advertising towards enlightened public discourse. So they have also said that the content which is created, it should respect human rights. It should also take into consideration cultural sensitivities, and while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. So the focus is entirety, if you see, the focus is definitely to create an atmosphere of peace and amity among the countries, and that is the way forward, according to the declaration.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his inaugural address at WAVES yesterday, put spotlight on India's rich repository of narratives that span millennia. Now, not just the stories, we have expertise in storytelling, we have the technological edge, we have a vast market in India and overseas to consume our content. So, to again quote the Prime Minister, this is the perfect moment to embrace the concept of create in India, create for the world. How can a platforms such as the Global Media Dialogue encourage this?
Through dialogue, basically a platform for co-production, cross-border partnerships in the media and entertainment industry is being established, and ecosystem develops. And as you rightly said, India is not in only aspiring to provide our content based on our rich history and culture and heritage, but also is inviting the global players to come to India and create in India, so that India doesn't only remain a consumer, but largely becomes a producer of products which are consumed the world over. And India is in fact poised for such kind of a situation where the world is looking at India as one of the fastest growing economies, and soon it is going to be the third largest economy in the world. And that is why there is so much of curiosity about India among the people all over the world, and they want to know more about India and even average Indian. So in that context, the statement of the Prime Minister shows the intent behind creation of the platform like this Global Media Dialogue and the WAVES Summit as well.
As you just mentioned, India is the fastest growing economy in the world, on the way to, you know, becoming one of the economic giants, in fact. So how can we use this soft power of media and entertainment help the country take the economic progress even further? Because we have seen in the last few years that corporates have got into the, you know, media industry. They are investing big time. They are, you know, creating their own media houses. In fact, today the NSE has launched the Nifty Thematic Index. So how can this soft power be used, and, you know, further can be used to help the country grow economically even more?
Put a lot of facts which have come to the fore during the discussions and through the statements made by the ministers and our Honorable Prime Minister. If you see, we can very well notice that right now the media and entertainment sector is near about $3 trillion worth the world over, and it is all set to grow in a very, very fast pace with the emergence of technologies and the growing interest among the content creators across the world, especially in India, where the top functionaries of YouTube and other social media platforms have also recognized the contributions made by Indian content creators. If we see from that perspective, this sector in India is going to expand very, very rapidly, and there is a lot of scope for the companies which are getting into this sector, which is expected to grow many fold in the near future.
Mr. Pandey, thank you so much for joining us in Akashvani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on this topic.
Thank you for having me here.
You were listening to a discussion on Global Media Dialogue 2025. The participants were Devesh Pandey, senior journalist, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.